Welcome to the Passive Aggressive Podcast, everybody. Comedian Mike Vecchione here with comedian Bobby Haha and comedian Ben Rosenfeld. It's water ice day here at the ballpark. Yeah. Bobby Haha, thoughtful as he is, brings in the water ice. And
the Italian ice, because you're Italian. We'll give you credit for that. The Italian ice.
Bobby, sometimes he brings him in. And it's a great day now. It's hot outside, and it's hotter in Ben's apartment because he shuts the air off.
That's why I bought the ices.
Well, because he says it messes with the sound, but we all know better.
Yeah.
And Ben just doesn't like to flip the bill for extra air
conditioning. The air was on before you got here. I cooled it down for the two of you.
Well, Bobby finished that water ice, and they come in little paper cups, but you have to stick your tongue deep in there in order to get the water ice out.
I think like it's a nice Chinese boy's asshole.
Well, I mean,
if you wanted, that's what you wanted to hear, so I'm going to say it.
Yeah, I was alluding to it, but you really.
I bring
it right out in the open. You don't.
There's nothing to hide there.
There's no closet here. Ben doesn't have any closets.
No.
I live above a shoe store. You want me to have closets?
An ethnic shoe store.
Yeah.
It's ethnic Russian shoe store. The guy stands out front with his chest out.
He chain smokes. I think he's Armenian. I don't think he's Russian.
Whatever, dude. Same thing.
Same shit.
Anyway.
He's a foreigner. First of all, you Russians are really fucking things up in the
you
world.
You guys, I mean, let's get to some topics.
Now you're shooting down Malaysian planes. The poor guy just lost a plane not too long ago, Malaysian Airlines, you know, because of whatever happened. No one knows. And now you guys just shooting shit down for no reason. You're a fucking scummy fucking Russian people, man.
First of all, no one knows if it was the Russians or the
Ukrainians. No, we know. It's the same fucking thing. We just said that. All you fucking Russians, Ukrainians, and Armenians, and Kakashkakians, and Georgians, and all that shit. You're all the fucking same thing. We should wipe you all off the face of the fucking earth.
Krakistanians.
What happened to the last one?
Krakistanians, because they smoke crack so much. They ruined Crack Alley. They made me stop taking drugs because the drug dealers nowadays, you know, but they're all using it. So they're all messed up in the head. So they make it very difficult for you to buy it from them as a customer. So I had to stop using.
Well, I remember when drug dealers were above board.
Yeah, you go see them, you make the transaction, you walk away.
Right.
Now you got to listen to their life story. They want me to hypnotize them and do this and that for them and all this other shit. Get the fuck out of here. I had to stop using the shit just because of all that.
So to recap, Bobby, you're mad at the Russians for making you stop doing drugs because you didn't want to listen to their bullshit life stories.
No, I'm mad at the Russians because they're shooting down the poor flight with the Malaysians on there and killing all these innocent people. And the soccer team from, like, Finland or somewhere, these kids, got all shot down because you guys don't know what the fuck you're shooting at. You're so stupid.
There was 100 scientists on that plane that they're doing AIDS research to cure AIDS. So
first of all, it's a tragedy. It's sad. Secondly, they shouldn't have flights over war zones. Third, at least the Malaysians will know where this plane is.
Ben, heartless.
That was a heartless.
That was heartless, Ben.
Yeah.
You're such a heartless.
That was very inappropriate. Like, we're not like that on this show. We don't usually come into that stupid fucking humor to try to get a shock out of someone, Ben, with your fucking bullshit, man.
That just goes to show you, one, Ben has no feelings, and two, he's from a race of people that has no feelings.
Right, and they just shoot anything and thing at, they don't give a fuck. You know what they were tweeting? That they shot down a war plane at first. They were all happy. Oh, we shot down some of this fighter jet. Blah, blah, blah. They couldn't shoot down a fighter if the fucking thing, the world came to. They found that big fat jet 777, which is just going nice and easy over there, straight line. They said, oh, here's what we could get. Oh, it looks like military. They don't know shit, you retarded fucks.
How did they get surface to air missiles?
Russia gave it to them.
Ben, I'm asking.
Yeah, how did they get it, Ben?
How did they get it?
How did they get that missile, Ben?
Either from Russia or America.
Oh, yeah, they got it from America, Ben?
No, they got it from Russia, Ben. What's your uncle's name, Mr. Putin?
Yeah.
That's Ben's uncle, everybody. Ben is related to Putin.
How's he going to handle it?
Putin was my uncle. I wouldn't live above a shoe store. I live on Central Park South.
No, because he disowned you, because he don't even fucking like you. He don't even want you. Nobody wants you. This country, that country. You couldn't go to any fucking country.
It is true. I feel no country wants me.
Even when you try to join the Taliban, they turn them down.
Now, Ben shaved his beard.
But now that's because the Taliban turned him down.
Well, but now he's growing it back.
He's trying to get Al-Qaeda now, you know. The Taliban turned him down. Now he's trying to get in another one of those organizations.
What do you mean no country wants you? Aren't you Israel? You can go to Israel. You have citizenship.
No, they don't.
Automatic.
No, they don't want him. No, no.
But automatic.
No, he does not because
he's
a Muslim Jew.
He's not a Muslim.
He goes to the mosque every Friday down the street. I've seen him going down on Steinway all the way down at the end there. to the mosque over there. There's nothing wrong with that.
You can see
because I like Muslim people. I like all types of people.
I like that Bobby's thrown in 9 accusations in the last 2 minutes.
He really goes after you.
And I asked him to go do me a favor. He said, have you talked to Ali yet?
Next time I see him,
what are you going to see him? Well, give me the guy's fucking number. I'll call him. Jerk off. That guy was a good guy. He helped me try to save somebody's life. The guy died in my hands, in his hands. We were the only two guys to try to save somebody. This guy, he happens to know the guy.
I don't know what you guys
are. It was an armed robbery. And the guy got shot. Me and this other person who didn't even know the guy came to try to help me do CPR on the guy.
Yeah. When was this?
This happened about 4 or 5 years ago. Yeah. And the guy died in our arms as we were performing CPR on him. And it just happened. Ben knows the guy.
Oh, yeah?
The guy's a really good guy.
It sounds like
he is. And he happens to be of, it doesn't matter what he is, but he helped as a human being. He happens to be of Muslim descent.
Right.
And he's the only person there. There's two doctors there, I know for a fact, that ran out.
That ran out?
Ran away. Because they saw the guys with the guns there. Well, we were running into it.
Oh.
Where was this shooting?
This happened on in the 38th Street, 37th Street, something like that, 36. 2 years back at 5th Avenue.
Diamond District?
On 5th Avenue in 30s. There's no Diamond District in the 30s.
47th.
All right, well, I got mixed up a little bit with my streets. I'm sorry.
Garden District.
Yeah.
I'm not a native.
No, this place is an illegal card place.
Oh.
Oh.
No, but the police held us, too, for 12 hours. Because, you know, we were there with the blood on us and everything else. And they held me and him for 12 hours while they... then they checked the footage. There's a very good cameras there. So lucky that they cleared us completely and thanked both of us. And I just want to tell him that when I went to the funeral, because I happen to know the guy that was killed, his wife thanked me. She said she wanted to thank the other gentleman. So that's why I want to talk to him, to give him the thanks from the guy's wife and his son.
Okay, well, we brought this...
But that was a good thing, though. The guy was a good guy.
Yeah.
He's not a fucking guy like Ben who would have been running the other way with the rest of them.
I don't think Ben would have run the other
way. Ben would have tried to dispose of the body. He would have poured acid on the fucking body to dispose of it.
Don't you have to run towards the body to dispose of it?
That's what I said. You'd be running away from the thing.
I have to take up for Ben on this one.
No, because I don't think Ben would have done that. No. I don't think he has that same kind of fortitude that guy Ali has. What's his last name, Ali, there?
I don't want to mispronounce it. So
but the guy is a good guy. He's the real deal.
All right.
The real deal. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. So it doesn't matter to me if a person is Muslim or Jew, because I like Jews too, except for Ben. Oh, the other Jews.
Well, that's not about Jewishness. That's
not Ben. Ben, yeah, it's Ben. It's a personal. It's a personal thing, not a
personal vendetta.
It's not a religious thing because I used to be a rabbi's assistant.
But can you please just say...
For the Jews out there, Baruch, Allah, Noy, Allah, I know how they go, the blessings, the bruhas, and everything.
Can you say that Ben is a smart guy? Can we admit that?
I call him Howdy Doody. He looks like Howdy Doody.
He did tweet that. When we get to our user tweets, Bobby, the Bobby Haha tweeted
that
at the PA pod.
That wasn't me. I'm not... somebody else hacked into my account, it must be.
Bobby.
They called him Howdy Doody.
Bobby.
I saw it on the Twitter. Jesus, it wasn't me, Mike. If somebody hacked into my account, they got my password.
Well, no, Bobby...
I would never do that to Ben.
Bobby doesn't tweet. Bobby's barely on email.
Right. See?
Bobby's barely on the fax machine.
No, because not even that. I use the drums. I beat on drums.
Smoke signals?
No, drums. I use drums. Okay, right. Let's get to what's going on.
Let's get to the more topics.
Israel and Gaza.
I'm tired of talking about this guy.
Gaza's launching a billion fucking missiles into Israel, but now they got the tunnels that they're going through, so Israel's invaded Gaza, and they're using their own people as human shields like the assholes that the leadership is. That's not
Listen, I'm not taking sides here. I just think it's terrible.
I'm going to take sides.
This is Jewish. He's got to take a side. Okay, I understand that. But the thing is this. I don't take sides because I love all human beings. And it's a terrible thing what's going on.
It's definitely a terrible thing.
Because you know
thing.
Who suffers? The poor people that have no place to go or anything else. Or the Jewish poor and the poor Palestinians that have no place to go, can't go do anything. They don't have no tunnels to hide in. Those are the people that suffer and get killed.
Well, it makes you grateful to live like in the West. It really does. It makes you grateful.
It makes you feel lucky to live in the United States of America.
Yeah, it really does. Because you have security, you have safety. You know that Maslow's hierarchy of needs?
Yeah.
Ben, you know Maslow's hierarchy of needs? Okay, so it's like safety. It's like
food, shelter, safety
first. And then your higher order thinking skills, like podcasts and tweeting.
Well, sex is also a high drive.
Well, that's a higher order
sex
thinking.
Is the, medium,
the, the highest drive you have is survival.
Self-actualization.
Survival.
No, that's the bottom drive. That's the basic,
that's the
most
animal,
basic.
Animal.
Animal instinct.
Yeah, that's the animal instinct is survival.
That's but the bottom, a, not the top.
The Maslow's hierarchy of needs.
Oh, Maslow's hierarchy. Yeah, yeah, the thinking.
Yeah, the thinking. The higher
that's the highest thought skills. Thing, yeah.
So we have the opportunity to, you know, exercise our we don't do it on this podcast, but we have the opportunity to live
I think, state of mind. I think a lot.
Higher order thinking skills.
That's why I don't like Ben, because I think a lot.
Physiological, at the bottom, I'm looking it up, since you're trying to make a point that I'm not sure why.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ben, that I'm not as well-spoken as you, because I don't have a fancy Rutgers education.
Listen, let me tell you something, Ben. First of all, you mispronounced a lot of fucking words on this show. Like, last week, I forget the word it was, but he just kept mispronouncing it.
But did you hear what he just said to me?
Yeah, he's trying to put you down.
Yeah, you're trying to make a point.
He's trying to
I'm
put you down.
A fucking
he's
point,
trying
bud.
To put you down when he doesn't even have a PhD from Caltech. Yeah, he went to Caltech. You know, I went to USC, University of Connecticut, too. Do I have a PhD from either school? No.
Ben's taking shots.
You do have a D from both schools, though.
Yeah.
Okay, Ben, let's go. After you
threw you put us down.
Low, you threw a hook to my kidney.
Yeah, just put.
You're trying to make a point.
Yes, he's just trying
you're
to put.
So pompous.
He's just trying to put us both down because you know that's the way he is. It makes him feel better about himself.
It does. It's true. This is all I have. Is feeling smarter than Bobby.
Bobby and Mike. Yeah, that's all he has.
Congratulations on that. That's gonna get you nowhere.
Yeah. Exactly. Because we're well-liked comedians.
Yeah, we're well-liked.
In the comedy world.
So, you know, it's better to be a nicer person than it is to
be a smart-ass, right.
Ben?
I've always wished I could just take a mallet to my brain and be dumber and then fit into society better.
Wow.
Now he's putting down the whole society that he's smarter. Buddy, you ain't even close to being that smart.
I'm not that smart.
I know some very smart people. Just mentioned one, not too shabby, who happens to be a good human being.
No, I'm dumb among smart people, but I'm smart among dumb people or average people, which makes me, I don't fit in
any. So you're saying right here, you're like the smart one in this pond. You're the big fish in this pond.
I'd go with that shit.
And how about
he said he'd go with it. Are you listening?
We're both predatory fish.
He's a fucking
and we're both predatory fish. And you know what happens to a big fat fish with a big brain fish when the two predatory fish come after him, right? Howdy doody there.
That's heavy duty.
No, you know where I got the idea from? I can't tell you, but it was one of our fans tweeted me to say that, and then they tweeted back at him.
I thought your Twitter account got hacked. You don't know how to use Twitter. Which is it, Bobby?
One of our fans.
Bobby,
one
my
fans,
guy?
One of the fans hacked my Twitter account because I don't know how to use it.
But you know what? I'm not saying anything because I'm stunned. I thought I knew Ben. I thought Ben was like a nice guy.
He's not
Ben's
that
a
nice.
Fucking elitist.
He's elitist.
He's elitist. Asshole, he man. Walks around like, I always knew he was a smart guy, but he just walks around like I'm
thinks
than
he's smart than us.
Right,
exactly.
I was telling you something.
Because me and Mike, me and Mike are very humble.
Humble
so,
guys.
We're nice guys to everybody. We always give advice to people. Like, Mike gave me advice years ago about something in comedy. He said about saying the word rape. It was not a good word that's used in the thing that right. much in the show. Things like that. And things, because we're very humble, we'll try to help people out and this and that. But he thinks he's an elitist. He thinks he's better than everyone he's talking to. He's talking down to us like we're cockroaches.
He really does. But the thing is, he does it like kind of in conversation where like you're not expecting it. It's like,
and then he sneaks it in.
He sneaks it in.
He sneaks it in like we don't notice that.
Like I wasn't going to notice. I'm in shock right now. He brought delicious water ices in. I was just basking in the summer afternoon with the water ice. Ben fucking boom. He takes a shot.
I was supposed to say this. Three times of intelligence. There's like our level, which is the lowest, the human level to us. Then there's like the extraterrestrial. There's another, and then there's another extraterrestrial level, like people that can live off the energy. They can move with the energy through the planet and stuff like
that.
I think Dr. Tyson, Neil deGrasse Tyson, the astrophysicist from the Hayden Planetarium, he has an order of that, like of super intelligence. Like we're not even, we couldn't even.
It's vibration.
It's stuff like that. It's like just like the energy.
I thought you were going to go the route of IQ versus EQ.
Emotional
intelligence versus intellectual.
Oh, no, he has IQ. But
IQ.
His EQ is very low.
Well, it's EQ. He sneak attacks you.
Yeah, and it's also it's very low because he doesn't have the emotional.
I love
side.
That you're talking about me in the third
he's
person while I'm right here.
Oh, well, we don't notice that because are we just going to put you out like he dismisses us?
Yeah.
Like you're a cockroach.
You're dismissive,
now,
Ben.
You're very dismissive.
Now let's get to Maslow's hierarchy, because I was trying to make a point. As you
yeah, let's make a bigger,
so
an intellectual point,
Ben.
And he was trying to make an intellectual point, And you had to go to the computer because you didn't have it in your brain.
He brings it up on the computer.
Oh, yeah, we can go look on fucking Google too for everything, but we don't. Every time I bring up a fact or a name, it comes out of my brain. You have to go look through a computer because you're not so smart as you think you are. Because
I'm efficient. I don't bother to remember.
Yeah, you're very efficient. You're very efficient. That's why you're sitting here in this fucking hot bedroom here while other people...
It's a living room.
Other people have PhDs. It's a shame that your mother... have to be embarrassed by your son for not having that PhD. And I've said it many times, and I'm going to say it again this show. It's a damn shame, because your mother deserves it, and your mother and father deserve better than that.
Thank you, Bobby.
They gave you that intelligence, and then you don't use it to help mankind. That's really disgusting. You want to use it for your means of bullshit.
Putting people down.
I think making people laugh through comedy...
Yeah, but that's the whole thing, what I'm trying to tell you, Ben. I think you would have been better off doing something in science, trying to help people. You know what I mean? Coming up with a cure.
And I just got been shot down in a plane.
Ben.
Oh, no.
Ben, can I tell you something?
Survival, Bobby.
Survival. Yeah, you're talking about the plane victims again. He's going to bash these poor people.
Trying to bring back.
It's
a callback, Bobby. It's called a callback.
It's not called a callback. That's called something you shouldn't call back because it's disgusting. See, me and Mike, we do our humor. We never take cheap shots like that at people on stage, do we, Mike?
I don't.
I don't either. I never do.
It's not on stage. It's on podcast.
Well, podcast is being on stage to our friends who are out there listening to us.
Let's go through let me reiterate this, because Ben's snide remarks threw me off.
All right, yeah, I don't know what to think. It's so disgusting.
Well, we live in a country where we can focus on our higher order thinking skills, and we don't have to, we take for granted sometimes the lower order thinking skills, like safety and food and clean water, you know, so we can focus on... podcast.
No, well, I have all those survival gear at all times.
Well, it's all taken care of. Like, we live in a safe
place. I also have emergency backpack, just in case.
Depends on what neighborhood you live in.
No, I think generally.
Well, generally, I think I live in a little bit in a better neighborhood than both of you. A much better neighborhood.
I live below the N train, so.
And I live above a shoe store. Yeah, Bobby wins that one.
Oh, yeah. I live in the better neighborhood and have the better place
to
live.
I'm bragging that I live below the N train. You know how close it is to get to the N train?
Let me tell you something, pal.
My friend, it's a half a block.
Let me tell you something. I'm a half a block.
He's
the
first to know if the train's running late.
Oh, how about this? I have the Long Island Railroad right behind me.
Which they're going to be on strike. Good luck with that.
No, and I have the E and F on the other side of me. And a vehicle.
If there's a delay, Mike's the first to know, because this house doesn't shake every 10 minutes.
Ben, it's just open season on me today.
Mike. Yeah, this is Mike. Let's pick on poor Mike.
I'm so angry with you right now. You know
that
I'm sensitive.
You don't like that one?
You know I'm sensitive about
that. And you know, he should have been in the top 10 in the last Comic Standing.
Yeah.
For sure.
I agree.
And you're making it that. And then you're just going to kick him because you know right now he's still upset about that.
I'm upset about it, Ben. And you're making light of the fact that I live under a train with two
rooms. At least I didn't say if you'd won last Comic Standing, you could move a block away from the train.
That is a good one. I got to give him credit for that.
Well, Ben.
His intelligence paid off by that one. His evil mind.
It's a double edged.
Sometimes the evil mind comes in handy in that comedy, you know what I mean?
That was good.
Yeah, that was a good one.
But you don't understand the point that I'm trying to make, Ben.
We're lucky to live in America.
We're lucky to live in...
Got
appreciate
it.
Next. For... Wow. I'm talking about appreciate what you have. These other war-torn places around the world, you appreciate what they have. You don't have to wake up in fear every day.
Right.
You places
why do you think all these kids, like I said last week, are running out of Guatemala's places? Because they're getting killed in the streets for these drug gangs and everything. It's horrible the way they have to live. Even in L.A., a lot of kids
there
are
going to there has to be something.
There's some cities in New York, Chicago, L.A.,
but there has to be
Indianapolis,
Chicago's bad.
Indianapolis, Indiana, St. Louis, East St. Louis, places like that. They're really bad. Mid-America got really bad places. Then you got L.A. on the West Coast. New York's actually a very safe city.
Yeah, I think so.
Except for what they did to that poor guy the other day. And I'm a very, first of all, a police officer, Martinez, lost in Jersey City. He was killed the other day.
Yeah,
it's a shame.
I've seen that.
Because my son's a police officer in Jersey City, my son. And it's a real shame what happened over there with that guy, because it was just a mentally disturbed guy gone off the security
guard. Was he mentally disturbed?
Yeah.
No, I heard that he was, like, bragging about it afterwards. They were, like, bragging.
That's more evidence that he's mentally disturbed.
I don't
think so. No, the guy had a problem.
The guy had a... Yeah, he had a problem. You don't shoot cops in the head.
Well, my son got shot twice. Well, it wasn't
crazy, man.
And,
well, this was unprovoked. The cop was just sitting there.
No, but what he happened was unprovoked, too. And the guy, you know, he had a return fire. He hit the guy a few times, like six times. But the thing was this. He had to, a guy shoots at cops, he'll shoot anybody.
Right, right.
Because he knows they have guns and they're coming after him.
Yeah.
So that just shows the person's got to have something really... really awful. They just like a suicide mission or something.
Suicide mission. I don't know. They were kind
of either or. I don't think suicide mission because he tried to get away then.
Right.
But it's a real shame that happened. But I also think this thing in Staten Island was way out of hand with this guy with the cigarettes that they choked this guy to death.
Yeah, that is
way out of hand. The police's action. The guy said. The guy puts his hands out like, "Look, I'm not swinging at you guys.
Right.
Just stop. You're harassing me," because the guy wasn't doing anything. He just broke up a fight. He actually helped the police.
Right.
And then these guys come because they know he sells cigarettes and stuff, which is not really a bad crime. And they choke this guy to death. They
Why is that even a crime, selling cigarettes?
Well, it's because they're not taxing. Someone's going to get that tax on it. But to jump on the guy from behind and put him in a chokehold when the guy wasn't really resisting. He just sort of put his hand down one time and says, "Why are you guys bugging me? Come on, stop it." You know, because they have nothing better to do. And those, you know, they make the bad cops. The 1% that are bad make it bad for all the good cops that are out there.
Well,
so
it's
a real shame
what
happened.
When you had a guy that big, you have to look into...
But he's not a violent guy. He's never done anything violent. He's never resisted arrest before. He's never had any resisting problems or anything. The guy was a gentleman, basically.
Yeah, right.
And he was just tired of getting harassed by these guys.
But how do you come from behind a guy with a baton and choke him?
Right.
That's what they did.
Yeah.
But they have to look at the protocol. Like, even if you have to take...
You're not allowed to use that chokehold anymore.
You have to take down a guy that big if you have to take down a guy that big.
They should use the...
you should look on how to do that without... It's very hard.
What they should do is they should hit him with the 50,000 volts of that stun gun thing there. No, that'll bring a guy down. But this guy, if they would have just talked to him and said, "Look, we have to take you in," I believe the guy would have put the handcuffs on. And you'll let them put the handcuffs on and everything. The guy was not trying to fight them.
Now,
here's my question. Can we use this as an anti-smoking campaign?
All right, I see the connection Ben's trying to make there.
No, but I see he's an idiot. No, he's bringing that up in a serious conversation a guy getting choked. I know what he's bringing up. It's because the guy's selling cigarettes. You see, that's why.
Sorry if I'm trying to lighten
that's,
the mood.
No, that's
Our
why.
Whole podcast
that's
is
why.
Death,
let
death,
me
death.
Tell you something.
What is
that's,
this, my comedy act?
Yes, yeah, exactly. Hey, there you go. Now you're speaking with a little. You're cooking with steam now, Ben. It's your comedy act. It's going nowhere. Okay, no, I didn't say that. It was the guy that hacked into my brain just now. They hacked into my brain. It's called and they said Ben's comedy.
It's called multiple personality disorder, Bobby.
Okay. I have that then, I guess.
All right, well, that's a tragedy also.
No, it was a tragedy that happened to the man.
That guy died.
Yeah, I don't think he deserved it.
Well, we might as well just keep the topics of death coming. This next one, Miss Puppy, a former homeless Colorado man who became a housekeeper, pleads guilty to murdering the two men he was caring for, and he was a cross-dresser. Ted Teddy Man sent this to us as a topic.
Oh, that's good, because I told Ted Teddy Man to send us a topic today, because I know he's on top of what's going on in the world of interesting stories like that. So that's like the Silence of the Lambs shit.
Yeah. Cross-dressing
killer. That's like the Silence of the Lambs, baby.
Cross-dressing killer of two men known as Miss Puppy pleaded guilty to two counts of
murder. Well, I can see that happening. You know, the cross-dresser taking care of people, man, it's not a good thing.
Miss Puppy.
Miss Puppy.
That disrespects all the dog owners out there.
Yeah, all the dog owners and the puppies out there. They're going to get a bad rap as serial killers.
That's ridiculous.
And Teddy comments, "This man wasn't gay enough to get the poison out of his system. He should have went full gay and did more Adam for Adam."
No, you see, Ted is making a stupid statement, because that doesn't mean he's not gay because he kills people.
Gays kill people, don't
they? Yeah, look at what's his name?
That's equality.
Ted, what's the guy in... Indiana there, the guy you have a walkie there.
John Cougar Mellencamp.
The guy was eating all those people.
Oh, Dahmer.
Jeffrey Dahmer, yeah.
He was gay. I thought we were talking about Mellencamp.
John Mellencamp, he's little pink houses for you and me.
Yeah. He's a great, I'm going to go the next time he comes in contact.
I don't like him. I think he's an asshole.
You don't like Mellencamp?
Fuck him.
Dude.
What was his other name? He changed it from John Mellencamp.
Cougar.
John Cougar to John Mellencamp. Now he goes back to his real name because 9/11, he tried to sell records and everything back then with the Reagan and shit. Fuck him.
Did you just blame him for 9/11?
No, for Reagan. He came out when Reagan came out with the American shit. All that pro-American
shit. No, they used his songs. The Republicans.
That's what I'm saying. They used his song.
But that's not... They used Bruce Springsteen's song too. It wasn't anything that...
Fuck that, man. John Denver was cool, though.
Did you just say fuck Springsteen on this podcast, bro?
I like the boss, but he's a New Jersey guy, and I said, whoa.
Choose your next words carefully, bro.
Excuse me, let me tell you something. Just because you came here with a fucking gun today to the podcast, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know if it's a legal gun. If not, he has a license for it.
It's a prop gun,
but he
bro.
Pulled it out on me.
It's a prop gun,
he pulled
bro.
It out. I told him, if he ever sticks it out again, he better use it, or I'm going to stick it up his ass.
Not one of my fucking
you don't
water
use
ice.
No prop gun. Oh, he did take the water ice.
You want
from
my
me.
Water ice, bro.
He did. I was going to eat both water ices.
He got stuck up for a water ice.
Yeah,
bro.
I didn't even know it was a prop gun.
I
got
a prop gun here, and I was going to pistol whip you, bro. I wasn't going to shoot you. Mm-hmm. I was going to pistol whip you, give you a message. Yeah. To take back to your fucking Irish cohorts that hang out at your clubhouse, wherever you hang out during the day. Play cards.
Yeah.
Next topic.
I play cards with Al Martin, too.
Yeah?
So you just knocked him? I'm going to tell Al Martin. I think Mike doesn't need any...
I pictured you in a clubhouse with a bunch of Irish.
Well, you're talking about a nice
Irish.
Man, Al Martin, who owns comedy clubs, is a good gentleman and a good father, and now you're knocking him on the
I know, air. He gives me work.
Yeah, exactly, and you still knock him. Al, there's two people that don't need these spots anymore, they told me, even if they call the hotline. There, it's Ben and, what's his name here? Julio Gallarotti is your name?
Next topic.
You're turning it all around on me, Bob.
Philip Seymour, the former deceased Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Oh, he's alive now.
No.
He's just got a movie coming out. He got a movie coming out soon.
He didn't leave his kids much money because he didn't want them to be spoiled trust fund kids. He gave it to his, like, lover or something instead.
Wow. Well, my girl's cat's name is Philip Seymour Hoffman, so this hits home for me.
It does, yeah.
It really does. But I get you shouldn't spoil your kids, but he should have put it in an account. For their college.
But make sure they're
something.
Taking care of their school
college
and everything.
Or
right.
Something for school.
Make sure their school's taken care of.
I mean, you just don't rip it out from underneath them. There's other things you could do with
even
money.
Bill Gates is only giving his kids like $20 million each, but their education's taken care of and stuff. But he's giving everybody his money. He's a great guy.
Only $20 million
no,
each.
No.
How are they going to get a lot of money?
No, but of course, well, you got to remember where they come from. Their father's the richest guy. Well, he's not the richest guy in the world. He's not even close. But.
$20 million each? You got to live under a railroad for $20 million.
No,
is that a shot at me, bro? Because I'm tired of it now. Okay?
I wish I was a real gun so you could just shoot him. And I would say he just committed suicide.
What
right
is, this is a fake clip in this toy gun?
It has a fake clip in it, too. Wow.
Is this a fake clip in
it's
a toy gun?
It's a BB gun.
Is it a BB
it's
gun?
It's not a BB gun.
It's a BB gun.
No, it's not. Because it has this in it. You can't shoot a BB out of there.
Does it really work?
I haven't tried if it works, because I got it for a prop.
He got it for a prop.
I just got the cheapest version that I could
use. Yeah. He's out there sticking places up at night.
Plays Russian roulette,
yeah.
Man.
You're sticking guys
so,
up in a cop.
What was the topic? I forgot.
Philip Seymour Hoffman not leaving his
the
kids
cat,
any
the
money.
Cat. Seymour Hoffman, the cat.
Philip Seymour Hoffman, the cat.
But the cat, is he a good actor too?
The cat is great. The cat does a lot of great things. He's
more
can take,
of a character actor.
He can take a moth down. He is very like.
What about a mouse?
When he walks around,
there's no mouse will even come near him.
He doesn't have mice at her house, bro.
Because the cat.
No, maybe the cat deters the mouse, but it's
my cat was great. He was a great cat, but they took him from me.
Bobby, can we not make this about you for once? We're talking
I'm
about...
I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about my cat. His name was Groucho. Groucho was better than Seymour Hoffman.
Come on,
Seymour Hoffman was a good actor, but Groucho was Groucho, man.
Are you talking cats or actors?
We're talking about cat actors, man.
Cat
actors. For you cat lovers out there, I know you're out there. The dog lovers and everything, animal lovers.
Clip out of this
for the PETA people... Yeah, thank you, because he's going to shoot me in a minute here. Because I said Groucho is a better character actor than Philip Seymour Hoffman, the cat.
You're saying you're a better cat than my girl's cat. Is that what you're saying to me?
No, I don't have them. They took
it's
them. There's a the ladies
off.
Up there.
Yeah, exactly.
They took them from
they
me.
They called cat business. Services on you.
Yeah, they did.
Took them away from show.
Because business. I didn't give enough attention, he said.
These show business cats. Anyway, I went. This is a topic, a surprise topic. I'm sorry.
The cool cats are cool cats.
I didn't clear it with Ben. But... I went to go see Of Mice and Men.
Great. John Steinbeck wrote the novel.
James Franco.
Yeah, John Steinbeck wrote that
novel.
I remember reading the book, John Steinbeck.
They got a new version?
I read the book too, Bobby.
They put out a new version?
But I knew John Steinbeck wrote it. You thought it was Carol Lombard.
No, I didn't.
The actress.
How come you don't get mad at him for implying you're dumb right there? See what he did? He said you didn't know who wrote the book.
No.
But you just let that fly by.
No, but I didn't, because he knows I don't try to act like more intelligent than Mike. And I listen to Mike's advice when he gives it to me and stuff like that. He's helped me with my writing and everything.
He didn't start the sentence with what you're trying to say. He didn't do that, Ben.
Yeah,
I didn't try to put the guy down like you do, Ben.
It's me putting a clip in a gun.
Yeah, Ben.
Okay. Anyway, it was Of Mice and Men. We saw it in theater.
How was it?
It was unbelievable. James Franco was great. And Odell, what's the guy's name who was in? I can't remember his name.
What movie was he in?
He was in...
Why do you gotta go to computer, Ben?
I'm trying to help Mike.
No, Mike, we don't need his help. We're just coming in.
Mice and Men will help me, the cast. They were really good, though, man. It was a really
good... But what other things he's done? I can probably tell you who it is.
I can't remember the names of the movies. I really got a bad memory. But it was a great play, and he pets the animals to death. I don't know. If you're super big and strong... Lenny was who?
Oh, the Broadway version. You made it sound like you went to the movie.
No, I went to the Broadway version. Ben?
No, he didn't. It's a movie show. He doesn't even know.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, you're so intelligent, but I don't know. Exactly, you don't know.
Chris O'Dowd, James Franco. Chris O'Dowd was Lenny. James Franco was George?
George.
Yeah, and it's really it's awesome how many times that he would pet things to death.
The Invisible Characters, yeah.
That's... really a thing back then. Like, you could... Once you start, like, these guys who... Not like us, who are smart, but Ben tries to put down. Guys with real limited intelligence, when they start to pet something, they get so into it, they get excited,
and the person's neck. And they break it, yeah.
You know? I mean, that's really something to think about as a cause of death.
Yeah.
You pet something, it's almost like you love it so much that they
break their
spine.
And that's
going to
happen here at the podcast, I think, one day. Me and Mike are just going to start petting you because we're such low life intelligence compared to you.
Yeah.
And we're just going to pet you to death. And we'll beat it.
Break your spine.
And in court, we'll beat it because everybody knows that we're not intelligent enough to make no right from wrong.
Oh, my God. Ben's going to be so mad.
Yeah, let's keep petting him.
Ben's going to be mad. I don't mean to snap
his
neck.
Yeah, let's pet Ben. Look at him. We're petting him now. Let's pet him, huh? Let's pet Ben on the podcast.
Loading the toy gun. Send a message to Ben.
And then the Teddy Man said he's going to send us some chicken because he's a nice guy. But he's intimidated to come because Ben intimidates him to come here. He doesn't want to Ben is just really mean and nasty to other people because he knows the Teddy Man with the yelling. He has a little better education than he does.
Ben
and he puts his words together nicely. He's very well.
Are you intimidated by?
He's very well spoken. Yeah, he is.
Ted's
intelligent.
Spoken. I like Teddy.
Yeah, no, because he's intimidated by his intelligence. That's what it is.
I think the title of this show today is going to just be heavy petting.
Heavy petting. Anyway, it was fantastic. And then I went in the Times Square area and I had a sausage sandwich, sausage and peppers. I splurted. I usually don't eat that way because I'm...
Well, you got to once in a while treat yourself.
Because I'm an emotional eater. And my family, we had a lot of emotional eating issues. So it was... But the afternoon was unbelievable.
I just eat a lot because I had to, you know.
Shout out to Steph for buying the tickets. She went and won the lines and bought the tickets.
Steph!
And it was a great experience. It was a great way to spend a Sunday. I'll be honest with you guys.
I took a nap in Central Park.
You were sleeping
in
Central Park?
It was like summer stage, but we went like outside of where the actual thing was.
Okay.
Like a couple hundred feet away, so it wasn't too loud, but just hung out and nap.
Who was playing?
I don't know. It was some...
I don't know. I love the computer, though. I'm so smart.
It was like three different things.
No wonder why I couldn't finish the PhD. You're getting bummed out, of course. That's what really happened.
So you spent the Sunday in Central Park?
Yeah.
That's a nice day.
That is a nice day.
It was beautiful weather.
And what did you do?
Well, I had this guy over from Saturday night into Sunday morning.
Here we go.
Then he left, and another one came over Sunday afternoon.
Revolving
door. And he brought... And then he had his friend come over, too. So I had two of them. Two same time, young
at the same
time? I thought you were one-on-one. Hold on. Why didn't we open
it? Well, I did make sweet love to the first one.
Yeah.
And then the other one came in, and we did some, you know, nice things there.
Well, no, you lost your patience with the second one.
No.
You made sweet love
to
the first one.
No, I did. Then I made sweet love to both of them. It was a good thing.
Yeah, but what
usually three ways, they're not really good.
With guys, it's never good with three.
No, but it actually worked out very well. That was a good one, Mike. It actually worked out very well. We all had a good time.
Yeah, but... clear up the air here. When bad use of words. Okay, when you're with your two guys, you're doing the one guy. You're doing things that would make Jesus cry to the one guy.
But what do you mean Jesus cry?
Well, it's sad. Anyway, you're
why? Because you don't know. Because you don't know how to enjoy yourself.
No, it's not a Christian.
I'm not a Christian.
I'm not judging.
You are judging. You are judging by saying we make Jesus cry.
Okay, well, as far as the...
I think you would make Jesus cry.
Right.
Walking around here with this phony pistol trying to intimidate people.
He is 40-something and not married.
Yeah, and you've had out of marriage sex, haven't you?
Yes.
So you're doing the same thing I'm doing.
No. I'm doing it with a vagina, though.
No, I'm doing it with a vagina, too.
With a
boy pussy.
Oh, it's a boy pussy.
He said he had boy pussy.
Okay.
I don't usually use that term, but he happened to call it himself.
Let me get to my question. You're with one of these men, and there's three of you in the room, but you're doing things...
No, first there was two of us.
Okay, there's two. And the other one comes in with a pizza? Or how's it work?
No, he says... No, because he knows I have a very healthy appetite for, like, banging dudes. And so he says, I have another cute friend that lives right near here.
Okay, this is while you're in him?
No,
this okay, you're well, talking beforehand.
No, this is why we have an iced tea.
After
a little iced tea break in the middle. Oh, in the middle.
In the middle, you're taking a break. Okay, and then okay, you guys, the guy comes over.
Yeah.
You already have the one guy there. Now there's three of you. Now, how does everybody get satisfied with the threesome? Everybody's got the same parts.
Oh, easily.
How easily?
I'm just plugging away at both of them.
How are you? You have one dick.
Yeah, but I take turns, and then also we double penetrated one guy.
Wait, how's that? What?
Double penetration.
But we only got one hole,
and we both got in there.
Are you crazy?
Like Teddy Pendergrass said it. Another love TKO. Yeah, I'll let it go.
You both get in there?
Yeah.
For one guy?
Yeah, it was hard, but you only got to stay in there for like a minute. But it worked, and we're both pretty big, too.
Did that guy have problems afterwards?
No, I think he enjoyed it.
Yeah, but did he have
physical? He wanted to. No, he just wanted to enjoy the pleasure of having that. He never had that before.
Yeah,
and he felt very comfortable with both of us.
It's like a man having a baby.
Listen,
that's spread over too wide. It's too wide, bro.
It's not a baby wide.
Yeah, but you're stretching it. That's not that hole. It has a certain amount of elasticity.
But it's
not meant to be stretched that way.
Well, it went back to being tight again.
I
put Teddy Pendergrass.
I'm not going to argue.
Well, I had Teddy Pendergrass playing on the radio when it happened, and I usually use Barry White, Teddy Pendergrass, Luther Vandross. Those are my go-to guys.
I'm not going to argue with Bobby's double penetration facts. I'm going
to... I've done it. Of course, you've never been able to do it.
Are you guys... okay, I hate to get too detailed here because we have some family...
Friends,
listeners.
Just...
Family
fast listeners. Forward for next...
No, bring your kids in. No, bring the kids into the room and everybody else and the dog too. So everybody can listen to this so they know what's going on. Don't hide things from people and your children every day because people have to know what the real facts are.
I don't think anyone has to know.
And there's nothing wrong with it.
I don't know why
it.
Mike has
no,
to know.
No, but there's nothing wrong
there's
with
nothing
it.
There's nothing wrong with it.
But Mike, oh, you make Jesus cry and all that bullshit. At least I'm not hurting anyone.
That gentleman was
excuse me. One was 25. The other was like 22. And my age, whatever that is. And we're all consenting adults.
I got no problems with you, Bobby.
This is not...
But we're not consenting when you're shooting down airplanes with your stupid missiles you got from your Uncle Putin. And this guy here with his things doing that in the theater, what he did to the guy, you know, the seat guy. He didn't even give a tip. All right, Mike. To the usher.
I tip.
You tip good?
I tip, cuz.
Okay. No, you tip the usher good? That's good. Okay. I thought Mike was a good tip.
All right, let's get back to Mike's... Okay. Question that I'm not going to be able to unhear the answer to. Thanks, Mike. Go on. Right.
Well, Ben, you know what?
I don't usually do three ways, Ben. It's only the third one I've ever had in my life.
Third three-way.
Fourth.
Hat trick.
Two weren't that good. One was great, and this one was very good also.
Okay. Ben, I'm sorry, but this is how you learn. You're a scholarly guy. This is how you learn.
No, but he doesn't know more. He's not that scholarly because he has the ability to take in information, but instead he goes to the computer now. His brain is shut down.
Mike was being sarcastic.
No, his brain has shut down from years ago, and that's why his mother's still angry at him.
Ben
has issues.
Go with your question, Mike.
You know, I keep going to the mother being angry at him. She must listen to the podcast and say, "That's right, Bobby's right."
I don't think she knows how to spell podcast.
You how can you say that about your own mother?
You pick down your own
mother. Your own mother. That is disgusting, man.
You are really a bucket of shit.
I have never said nothing bad about my mother in my life because she was a great person. I even got my sense of humor.
She's not technologically savvy, that's all. All
right, well, let's get back to Bobby's double anal. Now, listen, when you put...
One guy is laying down.
Okay.
I'm laying down, and I put mine in first. Then the other guy goes from behind.
But how does he create space?
If you go one, like the same thing with a woman. Women, they like double penetration also sometimes.
Yeah, but there's two different holes.
Well,
the
there is.
No. Double penetration, the same hole.
Oh, it's the same hole.
They call it double penetration.
I thought double penetration with a woman is one in the ass, one
in the
ass.
No. It could be two inside the pussy.
There's even a category of porn called DVDA, which is double vaginal, double anal, all at once. So they fit four
No, that's pretty hard to get four in there. I don't know how that could be done with the bodies wise.
On the internet, it's possible.
Well, yeah, the internet, anything's possible. They have these phony, what do you call those? The people with a dick and a pussy, the...
Hermaphrodites.
Hermaphrodites. There's a very rare thing, a hermaphrodite. And usually it doesn't... So they glue, crazy glue, realistic-looking penises onto a woman.
Mm.
And then they say it's a woman with a dick. It's a hermaphrodite, but it's not really. It's a woman.
Well, that's different than one lady and four gentlemen.
Well, I've never seen it. I've seen Two Girls in a Cup.
I mean, gentlemen is a...
I've seen Two Girls in a Cup. Really. No, why can they be gentlemen?
I don't know why they can be gentlemen. What do they say when...
What if they say, oh, please, may I double pay?
After
well,
you?
First of all, the person...
They put on their monocle to make sure they get it lined up.
The person,
after you, sir.
The person that was double penetrated in this scenario here
mm-hmm.
also
the
asked...
double penetrated.
Asked to be double penetrated. Wanted that. That was the person's fantasy. And the person felt comfortable with me and the other person.
Right.
So they, and I'm comfortable with both of them. So it was a well thought of plan. Already.
Yeah. I mean, after some iced tea, I mean, what else are you going to do?
Yeah.
After a nice iced tea.
Lemonade.
You go right
and
into
lemonade.
A
lemonade. Lemonade.
That's what I say.
Yeah. A refreshing a beverage.
I'm going to ask you the question again. Stop dodging it. How do you create, you already have one penis in one hole. How do you create the space to get the other penis in?
The other person...
Because, first of all, can I just say this? Anal is hard to pull off anyway.
No, but okay. If you do it all the time, it does open it up a little more. All
right. Okay.
And this person apparently... And this person's also taking me out for dinner this week.
Wow.
To a nice dinner. They said they want to take me out to a five to Le Cirque. And I said, no, because I don't like to eat those places anymore. I've eaten all those places. The restaurant Danielle and all them years ago. And I don't believe in spending money on food like that now anymore.
Is it going to be a double date?
No. But that was a good one, man. He threw a little double on me. You know what I mean? He throws a good one once in a while, and you know what I mean? Because
okay,
me and you, we inspire him.
How long... Okay, let's say he squeezes his in now. Yours is already in.
And we had it in there for a little while.
And then, are you guys going back and forth?
No, like, we're trying to
thrusting?
Get... We're trying to get into the groove, like, to
yeah.
where it all works. And then finally, we got it in for you know, a little while. And then it one of them slipped out, of course. Then we did it again.
Right.
And then it just
you
stayed
quit.
That long. And,
not
but,
quitters.
Tenacious.
No. Exactly.
Persistent.
And it was a fun time.
To what kind of music now?
Teddy Pendergrass was playing at the time.
Mm.
Another Love TKO. Let it go. I love Teddy Pendergrass. Another Thing's About You. Yeah, and Barry White is also good. I always use those three guys.
Are
my go-to guys.
Luther
Vandross, Teddy Pendergrass,
yeah, that's
Barry White.
That's lovemaking. What you're trying to do is more of a focus thing.
No, so but it's still lovemaking.
But you have to focus on that. That's a really keep your eye on the ball type
no,
situation.
No, here's the situation, though. Me and the one person were making love. The other person was just aiding into the
aiding
other person's,
and abetting?
The other person's fantasy. Because he's a friend of both of us.
You guys got the life, man.
What do you mean?
Friend of both of yours. I love that. We're all friends.
Oh, I have one friend of mine who I'm not attracted to.
Right.
And he's not attracted to me. And he has a regular guy. He's on television, so I'm not going to say his name. And he's also a singer. And we had sex twice.
Mm-hmm.
Because we were just around each other. We were drunk. And things. And we just said, let's do it. It was still friends. The friendship never changed. Ever. Not even one iota. Over the 15, 16 year period.
Wow.
And during that time, we had sex twice. And it never, like, it never, we thought, even in conversation after that. Because some people know how to separate different things.
Bobby yeah. knows how to separate a hole from the rest of his life.
Exactly.
It's a double, with the double penetration, no one's separating anything. Everybody's all
combined. It was connected. That's a great
all,
thing.
Everyone's
it was
all
a great thing.
All
it was a great thing.
Thing.
And it's a great thing when you can take three separate identities, human beings,
yeah.
and at the same time mesh into one.
Mesh into one.
Yeah, that sounds way more beautiful.
yeah.
In related news, Edward Snowden, our favorite ex-American spy buster, says the NSA would, when they intercepted all these Americans' communications, they'd send sexts to each other of, like, if they, like, saw a hot girl because they were just going through stuff and she was, like, naked, they'd just send it to their NSA buddies.
Right.
Which had nothing to do with national
that's
security.
That's just good old-fashioned workplace fun.
Yeah.
I think.
I don't like it.
Well, that's anything that
I don't like people that objectify women in that sort of manner.
All right, Bobby, get off your high horse, okay?
I don't think that women should be objectified in just like a sexual manner, like there's some kind of that's wrong.
It shouldn't be.
Women are the ones that created us through their womb.
Oh,
we are born.
God, suckacock.com.
Yeah.
It's.
And I do it very well, too.
Well, the thing
com.
Is.
I'm morally talented.
You're going to have some of that. In a workplace, you are. Now, is it right? No, it's not right. But you're going to have that in every workplace. There is that. Whether you work at the circus or you work at the NSA, whatever it is, you're going to pass around stuff. Check this girl out. Check that. Is it inappropriate? Sure, it's inappropriate.
I don't do
but
that in the comedy.
It's in
the comedy world,
it's
I don't see that happening.
Because the only one that did that was Ben, was the only one that dated a comedian. And, you know, because he couldn't get nobody else. But the thing was, right, Ben?
Let's keep
both
this
girls
off.
That you dated have been in comedy? I don't care. I'm going to keep it on you.
I'm not going to respond to any of this.
You don't have to respond to it. I'll respond for it for you.
I did,
everybody. I'm Howdy Doody. Oh, look at me.
All right, so that, I think, is, you know, obviously, it's wrong.
There's
but it's
more
like,
reason that no, they shouldn't
like
be
one of
spying
things,
on people.
All right, dude. It's like one of, I think it's a workplace thing. I think it's a workplace thing, and not necessarily specific.
At least we're not giving missiles to the Ukrainians to shoot down innocent people. We did
yeah,
it once.
You, yeah, you
we
give
did
it to
Iran.
The Afghanis and
no,
the
no,
Iranians
actually,
and the
no,
Iraqis.
We actually shot down an Iranian plane by accident once. We did.
Iran conflict. America has sold plenty of weapons, Bobby. It's...
All right, how did this go from double anal
because
to
he invites
political,
to put America,
geopolitical?
Listen, he always wants to put America down because he's here as a spy. Him and his bullshit. You know why he just wants the NSA spying on him? Because they know that he's giving information back to his boss at the KGB.
Man, if I found out you were a spy, bro.
I think he is. That's why the KGB's mocking him, though.
Yeah, I'm infiltrating the New York comedy scene for all their secrets.
Yeah,
that's right,
I think you are.
You are.
I think you are infiltrating.
Because you're not funny yourself, so you think you steal me and Mike's stuff.
No, I have to defend Ben there. He is funny.
No, he throws a couple of quick quirks in there. But he's trying to steal a lot of your stuff, Mike. I've seen him do it.
He's not. He's a joke.
Listen, I'm telling you, he's trying to plagiarize Mike Vecchione.
Ben is a joke writer.
Because, no.
I don't look like a cop, Bobby. It's not going to work even if I wanted to.
My shtick is
no, but he does that when he goes back to Russia. And he does his shows there. And he goes, I look like the police. You know, like KGB. I look like KGB.
User tweets. User tweets.
In the fire department, I do your job. And I do your job one day. You can do all week. In fire department. That's how I do here in Russia.
You know what? I would actually pay money to see Bobby do an hour of your act in a Russian accent. That would be really
funny. Oh, I can do it. Because I love Mike Zach, and I listen
to
it all
they
the
should
time.
Get three
That's
bonus,
why I know all his jokes.
They should get three bonus tracks with a Russian Russian.
Your next album should have Bobby doing covers of your act with the Russian accent.
And I can do Ben's mathematics jokes too with his mother and the mathematics when he comes over here. Yes, he didn't figure out the mathematics and get his PhD.
I don't think I used the word mathematics.
User tweets.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. In the mathematics, what's some joke about in the beginning with the mathematics with your mother when you came over on the plane there?
Oh, for you fail math, but I don't use the word mathematics.
Well, math.
I dumb it down for people.
Oh, okay.
That's
you see, now he's making
time.
It worse. His friends and fans out there are going to be turned off because he says he has to dumb it down for them.
Wow.
He just lost his whole core audience there.
Ben
was,
is an elitist with no feelings.
My friends, I'm not dumbing it down for them. I'm dumbing it down for the
no,
audience.
Whoa. Yeah.
Ben.
Yeah. A lot of people are going to go want to see the Ben, whatever Ben Stein, whatever his name is there.
User tweets.
From
User
Ted tweets. Teddy, man. Filling out a government form with question, how much can Comic Mike V bench press? Big Ben Comedy stated in P podcast, a little help. What's your max bench, bro?
145.
I don't
no.
believe you.
No. I used to bench press in high school, 315.
What is it these days?
My max is 315.
Can I tell you something? And this is, you might believe this or not, I was on the inclined bench. I used to do 465.
I believe it. You're a big dude.
I believe that. But
I squat a lot of weight.
You may not believe this. I maxed out at 225 once
in
high school.
I could probably thought you could probably do better than that. You're an athletic guy. You're retarded, that's all.
315 was my max weight, and I don't max like that anymore. I don't want to be thick. I just want to be toned and strong.
Well, you can look like I got to give Mike a little credit. He's getting tall. He's got a little face color there. He's getting good. She's got that girlfriend now, the new girlfriend. It like sparked you up, I think, a little bit.
She works me over.
No, but I think it also puts you in a better mood to get into working out a little bit more.
I started it before I met her, but yes.
I think she motivates you a little
she
bit,
makes
this girl.
A better man.
Because she has the cat, too. She has
what?
A famous cat.
Two famous cats,
and she's in.
Who's
shape.
The other famous cat?
She's in.
Kurt
shape.
Cobain,
Eddie Vedder.
Eddie Vedder, I love Eddie Vedder.
Damn it, Ben! Are you my friend or not?
Kurt Cobain killed himself. He's going to bring up another guy that killed himself. Eddie Vedder, I've seen him sing comfortably numb at the Hurricane Sandy relief with Roger Waters. Eddie Vedder's the man, buddy.
Eddie Vedder,
Pearl Jam.
Can I just say a joke I've been using?
He really puts a feeling into a song.
He really does.
Jeremy,
yeah.
Has spoken. Yeah.
But her cat took a dump in the living room, you know, and she
I'm surprised.
Was like,
"We didn't go to the box."
She was mad, and I was like, "He's rock and roll.
He is
so rock and roll.
He is.
Because Eddie Vedder taking dumps in people's living room. Eddie Vedder, he'll take a dump in your living room.
That's what these rockers do. They don't care. They just take a dump.
Well, he's kind of an alcoholic, I heard. But he's a great guy. He does a lot of good causes and things like that. And he really puts himself into the feelings of the song.
Yeah.
He didn't sell out, really, to the mass media like Ben would.
Next tweet from @JohnB2733.
It's my boy.
At the PA Pod, good to have at Comic Mike V back from Aruba. Three Amigos ride again.
That's right.
Hashtag American Cracker. Hashtag Asian Crap Packer. I believe that's pretty
good. I like that though. One. Asian Crap Packer. That's a good hashtag for me.
That is a great hashtag.
Next one, kind of spammy, but why the hell
not? Who wrote that one?
JB.
John
Brown.
No, good, John. Now I got good. Now I'm gonna knock the guy. I like John Bradley. Now that was a good one.
Around with Lansdowne, Pennsylvania. Bro.
Hey, Asian Crap Packer. I like that guy, John Brown. He's all right. This guy.
Next one's a little spammy, but if anyone tweets us, we will try to read it out loud. Tweet us at the PA Pod, @ThePaPod from @ToshikoJanzak. @PAPod, love hashtag shout out to @PAPod for the follow. Check out our site.
Who is that?
Some spam bot.
What's the name of it?
Toshiki Jansag. I try to follow
Toshiki
people
Toshiki Jansag, I think. Did I bang that guy?
It looks like a chick. It looks like a chick photo. Either, maybe it was her brother.
It would have been a tranny.
Either you bang that guy or
I bang some girls too.
That's
you know,
the
my
guy who made
bang.
My TV.
Next one from @TheBobbyHaha. @PAPod. Ben is nothing but a howdy doody jerk. Bobby Haha is the man. Hashtag Ben is howdy doody.
It must have been one of my fans that just had, like Howard Stern has people like that. They just like they
did you write
photobomb
that or not?
Me.
Did you write that? Or
no,
not?
I didn't.
Be honest.
They photobomb me.
Last one from Ted Teddy Man. The Bobby Haha lifestyle revolution and consciousness raising has me recommending gayness as a therapeutic modality. This is unheard of in a marooting wild Indian. Marauding wild Indian style Long Islander such as myself. I don't practice, but I can preach as to Bobby's crusade of acceptance.
Now, you see that? Well, I'm going to bring up something right now.
That was like a manifesto.
That was up. Well, it was great.
Jesus.
But I knew without even looking at it, the word because of the sentence was marauding.
Yeah.
And he didn't even know that, Mr. So Super Intelligent. Learn English, pal. You want to be in America? Learn American, buddy.
Learn American?
Okay, what do we speak over here, Ben?
English.
What English?
American
English. No, there's two Englishes, Ben.
The King's English.
No.
The King's English?
They speak standard English. We speak general English. They have two more vowels than we do. They actually use two letters each in a vowel. They speak standard English. We speak general English. Look it up, Ben, on your computer, because you don't know.
Well, give Bobby credit for knowing what marauding was, which is kind
that
of
that and the standard
an aggressive
English.
Because I know what the sentence was about.
Well,
so I structured it together, and the word had to be marauding without even looking at it, because I know he mispronounced it, because he does it all the time.
But that's an aggressive...
What's marauding mean, Bobby?
It's an aggressive...
Marauding is someone who's, like, running wild.
On somebody's ass.
Yes.
You were marauding with these two guys.
Right.
It started out as lovemaking, turned into marauding.
Yeah. It did get a little wild.
Yeah.
I liked it, though. I'll tell you, I liked it.
All right.
So, I kissed the boy, and I liked it.
Okay, guys.
I guess if any of our friends want to be double penetrated by Bobby Haha,
No. It doesn't go like that. These are two very beautiful young men, and one.
Are you saying our friends aren't beautiful, Bobby?
They're beautiful in different ways, not in lovemaking ways.
You don't know who our friends are. Maybe some of them are beautiful younger gay men.
Listen, well, if they are, they can contact me at the PA Pod. Send your messages.
Send us your tweets, guys.
Send us your tweets.
Even if you're not into Bobby's lifestyle or you don't want to be, I don't want to say a victim, but
first of all, the other person brought it up.
It's a victimless crime.
And I just wanted to help the person
like identity.
Live out his fantasy.
Well, I know how you like to help people. Ladies and gentlemen, it has been a great... Started off with Italian Ice. We got a little double penny in there, and now we're closing it down. You guys,
thank
you.
Beat the show.
This is a great
from
show.
From Italian Ice's, Jets being shut out, double penetration. It's all in here, man.
We're all over the place.
Yeah, it's all in here. It's a great podcast.
Thank you for joining us this week on the Passive Aggressive.
Also, Ben's super intelligent. Excuse me. Excuse me for interrupting, but Ben's super intelligent also.
Ben's cocky elitism. Bobby's down in the gutter sexuality.
I don't call it down in the gutter.
Me holding it all together.
That's true. That's about what it should
be. Thank you for joining us, everybody. For comedian Bobby Haha and Ben Rosenfeld, have a great week. People say this is